Well, praise the Lord. Thank God for everyone that is online tonight. I believe the Lord will speak to us as he's always done, and that we'll be stronger, more established, more focused, more resolute in our resolve to follow him. The Lord Jesus Christ said, we want to, we should take up our cross and follow him. And that's a very interesting concept, taking up our cross and following him. The people in his day, when he made that statement, were very aware of what that meant. Because anyone they saw carrying a cross was going to die somewhere. That person was going to be crucified. That person was being judged for some kind of an offense, something or the other. And so when the Lord talks about that, he's talking about living a sacrificial life, a life that is surrendered. So when we think about it, you want people to follow you. You want to promise them something exciting, not something that is going to cause them to live a life of sacrifice. Nobody wants to do that. But the idea is God saying to us, listen, I am sufficient in myself. I don't need anything. I need absolutely nothing. I'm self-sufficient. I'm the self-existing God. So because I need nothing, I lack nothing, if you want to follow me, you're going to have to prove it by willing to go against the grain, what seems to be normal, what seems to be easy. He said, there are two pathways. One is wide, and many are thronging through that wide road. But there's the narrow road. That wide road that everybody's on ends up in death. This narrow road that looks so cramped, that leads to life. And when we think about it, it's so easy to do the wrong thing. It's so easy to pursue the wrong agenda. And so hard in the natural to follow the things of God. However, the Lord says, take my yoke, it's easy. Take on my burden, it is light. And this is the conflict that we all feel. How is it easy and how is it light? And then you tell me to take up a cross and follow you. I wonder sometimes what that cross looks like. What is it? The Lord tells us what it is. It's quite interesting what this cross looks like. It's found in the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, the 13th chapter. And the 34th verse. The Lord says, a new commandment I give unto you. But before we go there, why don't we look just a little bit higher up? And look at it from verse 31. Therefore, it says, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified. Now is the Son of Man glorified. Talking about the glory of God coming upon our lives. It says, now is the Son of God glorified, and God is glorified in him. I'm glorified and God is glorified in me. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. So this is something that is happened, is happening, will happen. So past, present, future, and it's all related to this glorification. Then verse 33 says, little children, yet a little while I am with you, ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, watch this, whither I go, you cannot come. So I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you. If you love me, take up your cross and follow me. Whither I go, you cannot come. But I give you a new commandment. What is this commandment? That you love one another. Yikes. So that's what the cross is all about. The cross is about us loving one another. That's a big challenge. Where I'm going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment. And this commandment is going to be what is going to make it possible for you to come where I'm going. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son who died on the cross. If you are going to have the kind of love, and notice the statement is, this love is connected to glorification. We want the glory of God to be manifest in our lives. And God says, it takes the pathway of the cross and takes the pathway of love, loving one another. This is a commandment I'm giving to you about you doing to others what you would like them to do to you. A new commandment I give unto you. So, was there an old commandment? Well, the old commandment would be the Ten Commandments. And he tells us that those Ten Commandments were fulfilled in the statement of loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and soul, and our entire being. And secondly, loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. The Jews will say, do unto others as you will want them to do to you. And Jesus, our Lord, comes and says, love others as you love yourself. How does the cross come into play with us? Self-love. There's crucifixion about that. Yeah. If you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. That commandment is a commandment of love. If you love yourself, you will keep my commandments. I was talking to somebody today, that has just been beaten down, abused in a particular relationship. And the person who is doing it could care less. They are busy ministering and they're messing around and they could care less. I had warned this particular individual before, if you go this pathway, you're going to destroy yourself. Well, he is more interested in what he can get out there and forgetting to align himself with the truth of God. And I found out to be true that many times people just live reckless lives without counting the cost. They just make a decision, this is the way they're going to live, and they could care less what God thinks about it. They could care less whatever it is. They are just zoned into this place. And they think they are pursuing love, but they're pursuing death. Jesus, our Lord, said, this is a new commandment, that you love one another. Love each other. How? As I have loved you. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. As I have loved you. Lord, how did you love me? I sacrificed to make sure that you are okay. Wow. That you also love one another. By this commitment of serving each other, sacrificing for each other, going the extra mile for each other, that's how men are going to know that you are my disciples, that you've been raised by me, that you've been taught by me, that you are truly followers of me. Because you serve each other, you love each other. You're watching out for each other's interests rather than just me, myself, and I. What makes me feel good? I have to take care of my stuff. Well, if every one of us takes care of my stuff, who takes care of God's stuff? That's a question to ask. If we don't love each other, if we don't connect with each other, if we don't relate with each other, if we don't commit ourselves to each other, then we will be fulfilling something God did not want. He said it is not good for man to be alone. Now he provided a wife for the man, but the same principle still remains true. God does not want us to live in the world of being alone. He wants us to look into each other's situation and find a way to minister one to the other. He wants us to be a community, a community. Loving one another is about community. It's understanding that we're family. And as God restructures us and as God restores us, I believe he's calling us to that place where we love each other, we pray one for the other. That's one of the statements he makes clear to us. Pray one for another. If you're afflicted, you pray yourself. If you're sick, call on others. Let them pray with you. The prayer of faith is going to make that person well. We need to be a community. Not a community that is separated from each other, but a community that is locked in together. If you notice, when the church was established, the first thing was a sense of community. was established. They broke bread. They were going from home to home, breaking bread together. They prayed together. They followed the doctrines of the apostles and pursued a loving relationship. They shared whatever it is they had to make sure that nobody was in need or in a state of want. I believe that God is going to bring us to that place again, where we really commit ourselves to taking care of those who are of the household of faith by loving words, loving actions, a commitment to be a community of people. This is how God is glorified. This is how He is honored. Our pursuit must once again be one of love. Do I love my brother? Do I love my sister? How does that play out? Well, I suppose it plays out in me making certain that my brother is not burdened. If you see somebody carrying something that's heavy, come alongside of them and you help them carry it. We just help each other. When we walk in love, nobody in the church should be overwhelmed by the work of ministry. Everybody has a family. Everybody has a job. Everybody's busy. So a love walk says, what can I take off of your plate to make things easier? That's what it's all about. Jesus, our Lord, says, this is how glory is going to be made manifest. So when we talk about rise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, we're really talking about loving each other, connecting with each other, being a community. In fact, going back to Babel, even though they were contradicting what God wanted, God said, as long as these people are together, united, there's nothing they cannot do. They will accomplish anything. Well, there's a positive part of that, that we can be a people that are together, loving each other, wanting to help each other, and by so doing, the glory of God will rest upon us. What does Psalm 133 say? How good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. It is like the oil of anointing that fell, that came down the head of Aaron, that ran down his beard and down his skirts. Tells us it's like the dew on Mount Hermon. For there God commanded the blessing. The blessing comes because we love one another. The glory comes because we love one another. This is the challenge. This is the cross that we need to carry if we're going to follow Him and see the manifestation of His glory in this now. That's what I feel led to share with us tonight. That's what we're going to pray about tonight. I'm going to ask different ones to lead in prayer tonight. I'm not going to tell you what to pray. But having heard the word of the Lord, I want you to pray as the Spirit of the Lord leads you, especially in context of what we've been talking about tonight, the walk of love, and how that plays out on a daily basis in our home, at our workplace, but mostly, first and foremost, in the household of faith, in His church. I'm going to ask tonight for Minister Colette to pray. I'm going to ask for Deaconess Sherry to pray. I'm going to ask for Sister Aline to pray. I'm going to ask for Sister Grace to pray. I guess I'm asking all the sisters to pray today. So let's start with Minister Colette and then go to Deaconess Sherry and then on to Sister Aline and then to Sister Grace.
Amen. Father, I thank you that you are the true and living God and that you're holy, that you are perfect in all of your ways. We glorify you tonight, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We declare that you are the one who was and is to come, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you are the line of the tribe of Judah, Lord, and that you break every chain. We thank you that you are holy, you are awesome, you are perfect, you are great and greatly to be praised, and we magnify your holy name tonight. We magnify you, we magnify you, we magnify you, and we praise you. Lord, we come before your throne of grace by the blood of Jesus, and we ask you to wash us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord, as we forgive those who sinned against us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord God, for hearing our cry tonight, Lord God. Father, that you would work in us both to will and do your good pleasure, Lord. Work in us to love each other. Work in us, Lord God, to put others before ourselves, Lord. Work in us, Lord. Create a clean heart within us, Lord God. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Work in us, Lord God, to see the needs of others, Lord God, and to lay down our lives for our friends, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to live by your word and by your decree and by your instruction, Lord God. Help us to love one another, to fellowship, to have true fellowship, Lord God, to walk, Lord God, worthy of our calling, Lord God. And I just ask, Lord God, that you would bind us together with your cords of peace, Lord God, and your cords of love, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, let there be no gap between us, Lord God. Let there be us as one body under the lordship of Jesus Christ, loving each other, obeying his word, and performing the exploits of God. And we ask you all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I just thank you that you alone are love. You are pure goodness and justice and righteousness, and there is no other love like yours. And I thank you that you have shed that love abroad in our hearts. Mm-hmm. You have drawn us with your love, but you have deposited your love in us.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, that is the love that we want to flow out of us. I thank you, Father, that you are a mastermind of the times. You are the ultimate designer. Your timing is perfect. And you know exactly how this will happen with your church. We know that a shaking is coming. And I thank you, Lord, that shaking will be to our benefit, to the church's benefit. Amen. There will be a separation. Things will be made simple. Things will be made clearer. And Father, that any love that we have for each other, there will be no works in it. There will be no striving in it. There will be, because that's a club. That's a, We don't want that. We don't want the religious kind of works, loving one another. We want it to flow. We want it to flow. We want it to be mm-hmm. your love, your agape love. We mm-hmm. want to all be on the same page. Mm-hmm. We want to have the same purpose. We want to have the same drive. So I just ask, Father God, that you would reveal your love in such an awesome way to your church.
Hallelujah.
In these last days. We must have a revelation of your love like never before.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I am just so expectant that that is what you are going to do. And yes. this will not be a cumbersome thing. It will be an easy thing.
Yes.
And we will not be burdened to think, oh, who have we done something good for today? Have we caused? It will just be so natural. We will be drawn to each other.
Hallelujah.
Because those that have the revelation, those that know the love of the Father and have received it, will see others, and we will come together like magnets. I thank you, Father. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen because you are faithful, because you are building your church, and you will have a church that is in divine unity, and there will be glory. And there will be freedom, and there will be amazing things. You will use this church that loves to shake the world. And I give you praise.
Amen.
I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you and praise you for your loving kindness, for your tender mercies. We thank you, Most High God, that you see us. You see our hearts, Lord. You see our desire to walk in your ways, to be filled with your love and your goodness. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, our helper, our comforter, to ignite the living water, that water of love and joy that is within the hearts of your children, and let it flow.
Yes.
And I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would cleanse our hearts of any offense, any unforgiveness, any hurts or pain from our past that the enemy has used as a blockage to opening our hearts, trusting and loving others. Father God, we ask right now, in the name of Jesus, we call on the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, to come and to wash away and cleanse and bring healing for hurts and offenses of the past.
Oh, Father.
We ask, Lord God, that you would create in us hearts that are quick to forgive,
yes.
slow to take offense,
yes, Lord.
Full of joy and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, please, I ask, oh, God, that you would remind us of all that you have done for us, how you have forgiven us, you've brought us from far places. Give us the strength, Lord God, the love, O God, to extend that same mercy to the people around us. Help us, Lord God, to see the goodness. Help us to see those in need. Help us to have hearts that can reach out to the poor and needy. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you for the truth that you give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that you are making us those trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. And we believe, O God, that our roots go deep into the love of God, into that living water that flows from the temple. Let that living water, those fountains of life, let them spring up, O God, and let them splash on the people around us.
Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord God, to walk in a place of mercy. Help us to walk in a place of kindness. Help us, O God, to walk in love and in truth. We ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our dear Lord, we worship you, we bless your holy name. We thank you for another opportunity to hear your word. Thank you, Lord, for you first love us, even when we are yet sinner. You sent your only son to come and die for us. And you said, for God so loved the world that gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, for your love over us. And it is love that has brought us into your kingdom. But I will say thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray tonight that you help us to walk in love, that your love will rest in our hearts, that you give us the grace to be a true representative of you, that we will not be a burden to each other, and that we will not see ourselves as a burden unto each other, but we'll see ourselves in the light of your love, and we'll walk in love, helping each other, lifting the hands of the weak, supporting the hands of the strong. Lord, you will help us to do this in the name of Jesus. Blessed be to your name, because we know you have answered us. In Jesus' name I have prayed.
Muted. I will not mention the name or the individual family, but there's one that is facing a particular situation with a loved one right now and needs healing, needs strength. For father and mother, and going to ask Deacon Byron to pray for healing and restoration. We all join in faith together. There may be other needs in our midst. There might be people that have financial needs, might be some people that have marital situations going on, might be some people that have situation with their businesses, you know, whatever the needs are, we're going to join in agreement right now that God's power be released to bring restoration and healing, provision, peace, wholeness, wherever it is that we need that help. Pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you that you are our provider, you are our healer.
Yes.
And I thank you, Father, that you know every circumstance that we go through, that there are circumstances that arise, Lord, that are tests for us, that are there, that are in the way, things that Satan has put in the way. Lord, we send the power of God,
yes,
against every circumstance, every situation, whether it is health in this one family. We say the power of Satan is defeated.
Amen.
That the reason that you came was that you might defeat his power.
Mm-hmm.
We say that it is defeated. It is completely annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that your word is sent right now to that family, to that individual that needs healing. And we say restoration now. Restoration now.
Amen.
Health now.
Amen.
Goes into that body. We receive it and we thank you. We give you praise because you are the one that is all powerful, able to cross time, space, whatever. That even if this happened a year ago, we could pray now and you can act on it, Lord.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord, that you are all powerful.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for those that are facing situations in business those that are facing situations in marital problems, whatever it is, Lord, whatever challenges there are, we thank you, Father, that you are giving wisdom to these individuals, Lord, to overcome every situation. Yes. I thank you for your angels that assist us, that help us. We thank you for that. We just thank you for peace over each person, each family, each individual. We thank you for peace over all in Glory and Peace Church. Thank you, Lord. You fight for us.
Yes.
You fight for us.
Yes.
We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Fight for them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And finally, before I close in prayer, we want to have 100% participation. In essence, I'm saying we want this body to be firing at proper levels, commitment levels strong, everyone walking in obedience to the Lord. One may be saying, oh, that's a big order to ask. Well, the Word of God says that we can live here on the earth, you know, like heaven on earth. And I believe that everyone that is operating in that realm of heaven on earth is operating in fullness of love for God. And as we talked about earlier today, it's about loving God, loving our neighbors as we do love ourselves. That there will be that total surrender and commitment to serving each other and making certain that nobody is overburdened, that we come into that superfluous abundance that comes from being a people in unity, because that's where the commanded blessings of God come. Yep. I'm going to ask Brother Andre Loye to pray that particular prayer, that God brings us to that place where we are all committed, giving ourselves, not living in the world of excuses, but totally surrendered to serving the higher purposes of the Lord and making life easier one for the other. I know you've been in a situation where, you know, you're lifting heavy furniture, and because there's so many hands in it together, it's easier to move it. We want to do ministry easy, make things easy, one for the other, that God will grant to each one of us specific giftings that will bring our giftings to the table for the good of the whole, bring our finances to the table for the good of the whole, bring our skills and talents to the table for the good of the whole. Pray.
Father God, I bless your name.
Yes.
And I just thank you, Almighty God, for those right now at Glory and Peace who are currently working. And Father, I just thank you that you uphold them. You provide all their need while they attend to your house. And Father, I just thank you for the men and women and children who are going to join in. Thank you, Father, that it doesn't matter what they're doing in your house. What matters is that they give of themselves completely to the service. that doesn't mean it's sacrifice 24/7. But what it does mean is when they're working unto you. And Father, I just thank you for that grace on us all. And I thank you, Almighty God, that as we do this, we will see your church grow, and we will see that everything in the church is made easier. To your glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to close in prayer. But I'm reminded of an experience I had some 30-something years back. My oldest was possibly about 6 or 7 years old, so yeah, about 30-something years back. I was in the parking lot cleaning up my vehicle, you know, hosing it down, and he was standing by me, and he wanted to be involved in this cleaning process. And I said to him, I said, no, you don't need to be involved. You can just stay there. And at that age, he made a statement that I haven't forgotten. He said to me, if I don't get involved doing this, how am I part of the family? This is about 6 or 7 years old. And I said, what on earth did I just, what did I just hear? I said, yeah, get involved, man. Get yourself all messed up. I don't care. Just, you're part of the family. But it was a remarkable statement. And I think that until people participate, they don't feel like they belong in the community. And so today, I'm going to wrap up and pray the same thing for every one of us here present and those that are going to be participants in the days to come, that will be that community of men and women sold out and involved, bringing our giftings together as family. A family, the family of God, the family of God, the community of the kingdom for the glory of God. He says, when you love one another, that's how the world is going to know that you are my disciples. That's remarkable. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to be family. Your family and siblings together that love each other, members of the same family, born of the same spirit, led by the same spirit, guided by the same word, upheld by the same grace, a people surrendered, committed, driven, working together towards the same common end, not doing our own thing, pursuing selfish goals, but listening attentively to you and obeying your directives. I pray for everyone, oh God, listening to me right now, that your hand will rest upon them. It's Lord, oh God, that you will guide them in their thought life. Lord, oh God, that you give them directives and assignments, their daily bread for every day. Mm. Lord, oh God, that the ability to obey the instruction and to do accordingly will be the driving force that causes us all to work as one unit under your Lordship. I speak healing for everyone. I declare this day, Father, in the authority of your everlasting name, that not one person, O God, in our midst will walk, O God, in bitterness or in in a grudgingly way, but Lord, oh God, that we all be cheerful. For Lord, oh God, you love cheerful givers. May we give ourselves to your purpose, to your calling, to your directives. And may we see the manifestation of your glory in your church. Arise, O God, in your people, and do extraordinary things, O God. For your word says, O God, that in the day of your power, your people will be willing. Let your power flow freely, richly. Let it impact everyone. And Lord, O God, let the willingness of God to serve be so natural to us, not something false, but something just natural. We just love naturally because that's who we are. That we are givers because that's who we are. That we are committed people because that's who we are. We are disciplined people because that's who we are. All of that we are because you are in us and we are in you. We dismantle this day every agenda of the enemy as we declare, Lord, that your kingdom has come and your will is done in our lives as it is in heaven. Amen. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Thank you so very much for participating tonight in this time. Tomorrow is going to be our last night with the Zoom experience as this setting. But following that, starting on Sunday, Sunday evening, we're going to start 7 days straight of meetings with guest speakers, Mama and I ministering and all of that. It's going to be an exciting week. And then the week after that will be the week of silence. I want you to remember that. Get a notebook and for 1 hour or so, we will just be quiet before the Lord. All of those meetings starting at 6:30. And so that's what we're going to be doing. Those that are on Facebook and YouTube, the third week will have nothing to see. But those that join on Zoom, you know, you can participate because that's going to be strictly a Zoom experience so that you know when we are ending for those that are in different other parts of the world. And blessings.
Good night.
Good night. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.